Sometimes.
If you're just speaking naturally.
Sometimes, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do.
Have you ever heard people talk about a Georgia buggy? Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard the expression, but I don't know what the reference was to.
Is it? I was just wondering if it's another term for wheelbarrow, or if it's something different.
I don't really know.
Okay. Well, we'll get to things like that later on. You much of a fisherman?
Well, I like to be, but
I have time.
A little busy.
Yeah. I can imagine. We got plenty of place to fish around here, don't you?
Yes, it's nice. Fishing area.
Mm-hmm. Do you get a lot of tourists or brought in by Lake You Fall?
Well, I don't live in this particular area, so I don't know a whole lot about how much to get, but in reading the papers, I assume that they get a good many.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you know, when they have some kind of a rodeo of some type, they the whole motels are always full, so they do pretty good tourist-wise.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they have a tourist attraction over in Clayton once a year.
What is that?
It's the, let's see what they call it. I don't really know what they named it now. But it's showing the old homes and touring the antique-type furniture and stuff that they have in those homes over there.
Mm-hmm.
Which some of them homes are good bit over 100 years old.
Don't they have something like that here in Eufaula?
Yes, they have one in Eufaula like that, a tour of the old homes too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just riding around last night and I got into a section of town that had some really nice looking homes. I don't know if it was the section that you're talking about. It's kind of close to the Holiday Inn. Are there some of those old homes over there,
mm-hmm.
close to the water? Yeah, that's some really
big ones. They have a lot of them on going out, you know, straight on through. You follow here
mm-hmm.
on 431,
mm-hmm.
and the next block over they have several.
Mm-hmm.
We got a student here, Mr. He got one that's way over 100 years old up there he lives in.
I wonder if it's a lot of trouble to keep up.
He says it is.
Yeah. So you've been going to school here how long now?
Oh, I've been going 3 years.
3 years?
Uh-huh.
Is it a 4-year course or what?
No, see, in the appliance and refrigeration field, you need to know electricity as well as refrigeration.
Mm-hmm.
And I completed a course in electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm presently in the air conditioning course.
Mm-hmm.
And in this part of the country, if you're working, you'll learn you can't do just one thing and make a living, really.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard. You got to be pretty versatile in what you do. Like me, I work on everything from sewing machines to lawnmowers and central air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. After you get through here, you're planning on staying in business for yourself?
Yes.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Well, that's good. Food and sleep. talking about a course in electricity, I wish I had taken something like that. When I was in high school, I got interested, well, a friend got me interested in amateur radio, you know,
mm-hmm.
ham radio,
mm-hmm.
and I learned the theory part of it, you know, but as far as the practical end of it, I wasn't totally too good at that. If I'd had something like you taken, I imagine that would have been a lot better. Are you interested in anything like that?
Not
radio or TV
not
or something
too
like
much
that.
As far as the maintenance on them now.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine that would be a good field now since all these CB radios, you know, have gotten so popular.
Well, I tell you,